Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Nun. The Gemara Amud Beis speaks about learning Kal Vachomer from a Kal Vachomer, and the Gemara tries to learn it on a basis of another Kal Vachomer. And the Gemara says that cannot be, because it's going to be Kal Vachomer ben Benoy Shel Kal Vachomer. It's going to be a triple Kal Vachomer. Triple Kal Vachomer, says Rashi, you don't do. Tosfos asks, why not? Why can't you do a triple Kal Vachomer? Why can't I do as many Kal Vachomer as I want? And Ayin and Tosfos, how he explains a little different than Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Lekach Tov, in the end of Klal Beis, explains as follows. We have a halacha in Oin Shemin Adin. You don't punish basic Kal Vachomer. Why not? Why can't I punish basic Kal Vachomer? Kal Vachomer teaches you, like any other drasha of the Torah, should be able to punish. Why Kal Vachomer is not enough to punish? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, he brings that there's a shiloh in general on any Kal Vachomer. There's the following question. He brings it in the name of the Sefer Shoshana Sahamakim, that a maskil asked him this question. He says, Kal Vachomer is based on logic. Sometimes you can make a mistake. Meaning, maybe there's a pirch of the Kal Vachomer. It's not like a pasuk or a gzer shava or a hekesh, which is in front of you. Kal Vachomer makes sense that this thing is more chomer than the other. But maybe you have a question on it. Maybe there's a pircha. So how can you come and base yourself on Kal Vachomer when there may be a pircha? So he answers Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, if Chachamim tell you there's a Kal Vachomer, so the tzad that there's a pircha is not a sofek hashakol. It's not a 50-50. Chachamim told you that this is a Kal Vachomer. Now maybe there's some question on Kal Vachomer, but probably there isn't. So it's a mute. It's a very small tzad that there's a pircha on the Kal Vachomer. Therefore, in general, we will follow the Kal Vachomer. But when we come to Momenois, that the mute, we don't go by Mom Vasar Roif. And also by Dinin Nefashos, you don't kill based on Roif. You need to have a Yediyo. So because there is a Tzad, there may be, there's a Pirch on the Kal Vachomer. I can't punish, I can't kill someone based on Kal Vachomer. So says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, look at Toysen Bo Basro, Daf Tzadik Gimel. Tosfos there says, when you have one Kal Vachomer, so then it's probably right. I don't have to be choshish to the mute. But if I have a double Kal Vachomer, then I have two pirchas, a pircha on the first Kal Vachomer and a pircha on the second Kal Vachomer. Tosfos tells us that makes it 50-50. That's already not majority that the Kal Vachomer is right. When you have one Kal Vachomer, so the pircha on that Kal Vachomer is a mute. When I have a double Kal Vachomer, then the pircha on each one of the Kal Vachomers joins together to make it 50-50. So it says a very safe angle, Nifla Mahoid. So if, according to that, once I have three Kal Vachomers, so now I have three pirchas on each Kal Vachomer, so now that will be more than 50-50. Because one pircha is a mute. A double pircha, I mean two pirchas and two different Kal Vachomers makes it 50-50. So three pirchas and three Kal Vachomers, that makes it more than 50-50. So in Mail, we don't do that. That's what Rashi says by us. That when you have three Kal Vachomers, you can't do three. You can do only up to two. And Nifla Dikhesh Rav Yosef Engel, just one thing to be made, that according to this, it's not only in Kachim. That will apply to everything in Chas. And we, as we mentioned the previous year, it seems that this sugya, the whole discussion, is only in Kachim, not in other places in Torah. But according to Rav Yosef Engel's Cheshbin, this should work in every part of Torah. Just to conclude, that what Rabbi Yosef Engel starts with, why ain't you in Shemin Adin? Why don't we punish Beis Kal Vachomer? Rabbi Yosef Engel himself, in a different sefer, Beis HaOitzer, in Mareches Aleph Yud, he explains differently, Al Pi Machshava. He brings the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael in a few places tells us, that Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyu Nidreshes Behem, the 13 ways to dash in Torah, is connected to Yud Gimel Midas Shurachim. They're parallel to each other. What is the parallel to Kal Vachomer? Is the first mido alibad arizal, which is kale. Kale rachum mechanon. Kale is the mido of chesed. And so on go all the other midos. He brings an example that the last mido is when you have shtei ksuvim bekhishim zeh zeh, at shavu akosav ashlishi v'chir b'nehem. You have contradiction between two psukim. The third will be machriya. What is the final mido that we have in Yigil Midos? V'nake lo yenake. Like Gemara already says, it seems to be a contradiction. Because Baruch is menake, or he's not menake. So says the Gemara, menake la shovim, menake la ina shovim. Tshuva works. This is exactly the point. We have a contradiction. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper or not? Yavar Kosov Ashlishi tells you that tshuva works. So you may like know when there is when is the Kadosh Baruch Hu minak and when not. So it's mamash parallel to each other. So says Rav Yosef Engel, if you say the Kal v'chomer is connected the midah kale, kale is the midah of the chetz of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you may like ein oim shim minadin. You can't punish based on Kal v'chomer, if Kal v'chomer is parallel to the midah of the chesed. Punishment doesn't come from the midah of chesed. So that's another mahalach of Yosef Engel gives us why ein shim minadin, and that's mainly you don't have to come to the pshat that he says over here that ein shim minadin because of the mute. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.